Quite how Zaphod Beeblebrox arrived at the idea of holding a séance at this point is something he was never quite clear on. Obviously, the subject of death was in the air, but more as something to be avoided than harped upon. Possibly the horror that Zaphod experienced at the prospect of being reunited with his deceased relatives led on to the thought that they might just feel the same way about him, and, what's more, be able to do something about helping to postpone this reunion. Or again, it might just have been one of the strange promptings that occasionally surfaced from that dark area of his mind that he had inexplicably locked off prior to becoming president of the galaxy. "You want to talk to your great-grandfather?" boggled Ford. "Yeah." "Does it have to be now?" The ship continued to shake and thunder. The temperature was rising. The light was getting dimmer. All the energy the computer didn't require for thinking about tea was being pumped into the rapidly fading force field. "Yeah," insisted Zaphod. "Listen, Ford, I think he may be able to help us." "Are you sure you mean think? Pick your words with care." "Well, suggest something else we can do." Okay, round the console. Now, come on! Trillion, Monkey Man, move!" They clustered round the central console in confusion, sat down, and feeling exceptionally foolish, held hands. With his third hand, Zaphod turned off the lights. Darkness grabbed the ship. Outside, the thunderous roar of the definite kill cannon continued to rip at the force field. "Concentrate," hissed Zaphod, "on his name."
"What is it?" asked Arthur.
"Zaphod Beeblebrox the Fourth."
"What?"
"Zaphod Beeblebrox the Fourth, concentrate."
"The Fourth?"
"Yeah, listen, I'm Zaphod Beeblebrox. My father was Zaphod Beeblebrox the Second. My grandfather, Zaphod Beeblebrox the Third."
"What?"
"There was an accident with a contraceptive and a time machine. Now concentrate."
3 minutes, said Ford Prefect.
"Why," said Arthur Dent, "are we doing this?"
"Shut up," suggested Zaphod Beeblebrox.
Trillian said nothing. What, she thought, was there to say? The only light on the bridge came from two dim red triangles in a far corner, where Marvin, the paranoid android, sat slumped, ignoring all and ignored by all, in a private and rather unpleasant world of his own. Round the central console, four figures hunched in tight concentration, trying to blot from their minds the terrifying shuddering of the ship and the fearful roar that echoed through it. They concentrated. Still they concentrated. And still they concentrated. The seconds ticked by. On Zaphod's brows stood beads of sweat, first of concentration, then of frustration, and finally of embarrassment. At last he let out a cry of anger, snatched back his hands from Trillian and Ford, and stabbed at the light switch.